So after we passed the first COVID bill that sent out money, okay, to people that were that basically were unemployed, and the first COVID bill, which I supported, I actually received a credit card in the mail from the Employment Securities of the state of Illinois. And let me explain that again. I got a credit card in the mail from the unemployment card in the mail, a credit card that I could use from unemployment. Obviously, I was not unemployed, right?
Yeah.
But I got it anyway. So then I called the Illinois Department of Employment Securities. This had to be right after COVID broke out. It was right after we passed the first bill. And I told them that I had got this. And I said, can you check and see if there's a balance on it? There was a balance of $6,000 on that card. A few weeks later, I got one from California. I hadn't been in California since I was in the Marine Corps, and I got an unemployment card from California, my Social Security card number, but it was and it had almost 18,000 on it.
Oh my gosh.
So then we realized that what is happening is people were filing on others' behalf using Social Security numbers that they might have had and just bits and pieces of information, and were just randomly doing this. And then they were having them sent to an address. I no longer lived at that address, but it was our business address. That's why I was able to pick it up. So what we've got is, and why I'm so glad they're looking into this, is because we know the abuse that has now occurred. What happened is people would go pick those cards up and then start using them and or cash them out totally and defraud the federal government and through the state employment securities. This is so unbelievable. And that we were worried whenever that bill passed. Matter of fact, I spoke about that, that we were worried about what was going to be in there as oversight to make sure that that didn't occur. Instead, unfortunately, it's reported all over the place, and at least $163 billion worth of fraud nationwide so far have we been able to identify.
Yeah, there was $2 billion just in Illinois alone, so you know it's going to be right. Way north of that.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. Was it these credit cards, were they were sent from the Illinois Department of Employment Security and California?
All of that money was distributed through each state's unemployment offices, okay? And so that's how it was. The only I can think why I got one from California is the fact that I one time was in California in the military. I was in 29 Palms, California. And so they would have had my IDs and identification number through their system there from 1980 to 1981. When I knew there was a problem, I actually, whenever I had the conversation with one of the main people at the Illinois Department of Employment Securities, I said, what ability do you have to claw this back for people that are getting this that are not due it? He said, I don't know that we do. I said, oh, my gosh. And so if this is a case where we sent a lot of money out into the United States and the world, okay, the biggest fraud is occurring is actually some of overseas groups that were actually able to do it as well. We've also detected that.